Air Venture Oshkosh 2022. And I want to welcome to the studio First Officer Don Cook, who is responsible for a Facebook page and a growing community of 13,000 members called Female Aviators Sticking Together. I want to read a little bit about your background here just so people know who you are, Dawn. So Dawn grew up understanding aviation through the eyes of her mother, who was a flight attendant for U.S. Airways. So Dawn went to Embry-Riddle. She got all of her ratings while she was a bachelor's student. Then she flight instructed for a bit. Then she flew freight. Then after 9/11, when hiring picked up, she was able to start working with a regional. She's now working for Delta, and she has a sort of an ancillary position called Manager of Pilot Outreach. And she's creating community through this Facebook page, Female Aviators Sticking Together, or FAST. Hi, Dawn.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
I'm glad that you're here. Hey, just kind of a momentary note. It was mentioned a few minutes ago that the C-5 just snuck, I'm using air quotes here, snuck into the Boeing Plaza. You said you saw that happen?
I did, just a few seconds ago. It's actually quite incredible. You can sneak in a C-5, unbeknownst to all of us.
How do you do that?
Oh, very, very gingerly.
So, Dawn, tell me about what you do as the Manager of Pilot Outreach.
Oh, so that is a wonderful position that I've just transitioned from. And what the big thing is, I think everyone in the commercial industry and airlines understands, is there's a shortage. And we have to start planting that seed in that next generation of pilots. And that comes from beyond the traditional realms of regional carriers. And they're going beyond that age group. So we're trickling down into scouts. We're trickling down into communities like Young Eagles. We're trickling down into other aspects that weren't really looked upon. And mostly people thought this is too young of an age to plant that seed of aviation. But it's not. It really isn't. And once you're bitten, like everyone here knows, you're bitten for life, and you will figure out a way to fly those airplanes. And it's just letting those young kids know that it's a possibility where they just didn't see it as an option before. So it's been really wonderful.
So you have the benefit of being able to wear, you know, Delta logos and emblems and things like that. How explicitly is the representing of Delta happening when you're doing this?
So that would be almost two different hats. So I'll have my FAST hat when I'm working with the women in this community. And then when asked, they have different programs and different outreach events to where Delta goes. And they share their Propel program to just, again, share what they're doing and that young people can make this a career that's viable for everyone, especially women.
Well, there's obvious harmony between what your day job and your Facebook community. What drives those two things? What is it that's in your heart that drives those two activities?
I've always had a passion to give back, but I think once you're a mother and you see the potential of any young child, not just yours, and understanding almost the best of both worlds. I have this incredible career that is very flexible to where I can be a mother, and I also have the potential to support my young children. So giving back in ways of being an example, giving back in ways of sharing what I do with others, and giving back in a way to where you would always want to leave this world and this industry a better place than you found it.
Let's talk about FAST, Female Aviators Sticking Together. I mentioned earlier that there's 13,000 members. Who generally are your members?
So for our membership community, you must at least hold a private pilot's license and be a female. And that is so you know the lingo. You understand what other women have gone through. You understand being the only woman in class. You understand what it's like potentially to be a mom going back to work. So just have some sense of camaraderie in that community. And everyone's coming from at least the same level playing field of going through your check rides, studying, taking the written test, taking the practical test, and knowing what it's like to truly evolve and learn. And you're depending on your own skills to do that.
I get the sense that in a community like that, there's a strong sense of being there for each other. Do you see a lot of that?
It's huge. It's huge. And honestly, when we started, myself and a few other women, we truly thought it might be 200 women, you know, maybe just talking.
Yeah.
Truly 200 women that we thought we can chat about things and share and network. And it's grown unbelievably to it was at least 3,000 within our first 2 years. And so, but we hear that all the time. Women love this community because they feel finally that they're not alone. They're not the only ones that have had a bad day. They're not the only ones that have been the only person or only woman of color, only mother in a training class. They're not the only one that is having a hard time with the ILS when all the guys seem to be getting it. No, you're not alone. We've all had bad days. It's just you didn't have anybody to share that with. it's been really great.
Could you take a stab at what percentage of people in your community there are aviation professionals versus recreational pilots, private pilots?
That is a great question. We did a survey about 2 years ago just to get an idea, and we have about 40% that are recreational. They're just CFIs, general aviation, own their own airplanes, loving Oshkosh, coming back and forth, whereas the other portion, they're going into corporate or they're military or they're going into the airlines and have made that their choice. And then there was a group of other that do both. You know, they still fly their 737 and they still have their Cub on the side. So they kind of, you know, check both boxes. So it got a little tricky, but it's a huge population. It's really neat to have everybody still share that same camaraderie and have the general aviation aspect of it and the corporate pilot aspect and the military aspect or even the airline. And no one's wrong. It's just their filter and their perspective. So it's really neat to see.
Yeah. I want to put you on the spot and ask you to kind of think through. Uh-oh. Scroll in your head. Imagine scrolling in your head through posts and dialogues that have happened on your site. Give me an example of something that you think is particularly interesting or noteworthy.
Oh, that's an excellent question.
I'm sorry to stump you like that. And I'll tap dance for a minute if you need to kind of think through something.
It's, you know, it's interesting because when you go through Facebook and you look at some of the data, there are thousands of posts on a daily basis.
You're
scrolling through. But the ones that I truly love, and it's not to put anyone on the spot, it's when that woman has a bad day, and, you know, this happens to all of us. You know, I didn't have a good flight. My landings are hard. They're long. I didn't get signed off to do whatever, my check ride or my cross countries, and it just hurts. You take it personally. And the women that come back with comments of, you've got this. It's happened to me before. It's not the end of the world. And, you know, you just take it on as if you're not meant to be a pilot, because you had this big challenge or this hurdle and you don't know who else to talk to. But the support and the encouragement, just knowing that it was just a bad day, shake it off. You'll have another check ride, you learn. And my favorite comment is a woman said, it's not failure, it's feedback. What can you learn and move on? And I loved that. I absolutely love that. And this woman probably read it and heard it, but there's so many others that read that, like me, where I wasn't having a bad day, but I truly loved that. It's not failure, it's feedback. And move on. That's all you've got to do is move on. It was just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So
that's a great story. Thanks.
Thank you.
I've been talking to people who advocate women in aviation for more than a decade, and I get the feeling that while you can always be hopeful and positive, that there are changes to be specifically hopeful about that are happening now. Does it feel different to you? Does that seem different?
It does, and that's such a great way of putting it. It really does. And it's not because I'm seeing so many younger faces or so many more women. I'm airline focused, but so many younger female pilots coming through. It's the fact that in the younger generation, it's not so taboo. You know, that, oh, I could be a pilot. Yeah, why not? Versus no, or never thought of it, or, you know, different things like that. The fact that the seeds are being planted, a possibility, you know, they're seeing more female pilots. They're coming to Oshkosh. You know, we have opportunities where we're embracing them and bringing them in and not saying, oh, no, this is something boys do, or you have to go to the military. And so just breaking down those stereotypes, and we've seen it, you know, all the time when we, you know, do events and different things like that. There's still that small stigma that, oh, well, I have to be in the military and I can only be a male. No, that's not true. And so when you kind of pull back that layer, it's like, oh, I can. And just having them embrace that possibility of can, it's been really nice. And it's those small drops. I always think of it as the sands in an hourglass. They count. They're a little, you know, small. It doesn't seem like a lot at first, but we're getting to the point to where you can see something happening and you can see that it's counting. The outreach that EAA is doing, the outreach that, you know, Girl Scouts are doing, all of these things, it's starting to pay off and you're seeing the difference.
Now, you're a mom, right?
Yes.
Do you have daughters?
I do. I have two girls.
And what? Two girls. Okay.
Yes.
So I just can't imagine how the normalization of a mom who does what you do and advocates in the way you do, normalizing that in their little hearts, changes who they are. I mean, you must see that, right?
I I do.
Although you may not, because it's like the fish doesn't notice the water.
That's true. I do in small ways when they interact with their friends and different things like that. Their leadership, their independence, and quick story.
There
I had
it is.
My girls do a discovery flight, and about 3 or 4 days later, we're at a playground with this big rock wall, and my younger one says, "I don't know, it looks pretty big." And my older one says, "You fly airplanes, let's go." I'm like, yes. Like, it's paying off. I'm like, yes. And so, you can do this. Look what else you did. Look what else you achieved. And having them being able to translate that, it brought me so much joy. It was really great. So I'm like, that's what I think of. You know, the young eagles, just plant that seed and you never know where it's going to blossom into leadership in so many other ways.
Let's plug your online community again. Female Aviators Sticking Together Fast.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yes.
So what's the Facebook handle that people would look for to find that?
Fast Pilots. Fast Pilots.
FAST Pilots.
Yes, plural.
Okay.
Yes. And then our website, it's actually quite wonderful. We've just rebranded it. It's fastpilots.org. And it has an entire section in there for parents that might have questions, because this is a very unique community and not everybody knows how to really get their foot in the door. So it answers questions as far as how to get started, what my child might look for, finding a flight school, all of these different small things that can help your child connect and give you some relation to how to get started.
Super. That's Dawn Cook, Female Aviators Sticking Together. Thank you. If you want to interact with our hosts or guests at EA Radio, you can call or text to 990-550-1210. You're listening to EAA Radio.